much for the great outdoors. Llewellyn, where are you?
Are we there yet?
The best of Britain's bodgers don big bright boiler suits and battle it out in possibly the dirtiest programme on TV.
Today's challenge is to build a car. Sounds pretty straightforward, but there's a catch. Their cars must be designed to break down into parts that will fit in four rucksacks like this.
Stuffing rucksacks should come easily to our first team, the Ging Gang Ghoulies, a troop of scout leaders from Essex.
They certainly want to stuff the muck spreaders, a fresh crop of agricultural students from Shropshire. Our teams will have to rise above rock falls and shrug off shrubbery as they carry their collapsible cars in rucksacks over rough terrain and reassemble them for a race to the finish line.
Gather round, Ging Gang Ghoulies! Muscle in, you muck spreaders! Now, your challenge today is to build a car capable of carrying all of you. But it's not that simple. Oh, no. Be prepared to fold under pressure and come apart at the seams.
We're not asking you to manufacture any old motor. Oh, no, there's one distinct drawback. Did I say drawback? I meant rucksack.
Yes, you've got to build a collapsible car that can be dismantled and carried in four rucksacks, then reassembled for your final dash to victory.
OK, teams, you know the score. When the wrecking ball's released, you've got just 10 hours to fabricate the finest of flat-pack cars. Muck spreaders, are you ready?
Yes!
Ging Gang Ghoulies, are you ready?
Yes!
To steer them through the challenge, we're giving our team some knapsack know-how. Showing the Ging Gang Ghoulies the guy ropes is expert Martin Dello, who makes and races go-karts.
Teaching aid to the muck spreaders is Nick Bell, who makes monorails, steam trains and unconventional vehicles.
So, guys, we've got to build a car that'll fit into a backpack. Any ideas what we're going to do?
Small.
Light.
The muck spreaders are student farmers who seem right at home in front of the blackboard. They're all trainee farmers at Harper Adams University, and when not living the student life, they spend a bit of time in classes, studying hard, as well as picking up some all-important hands-on experience of agriculture.
Penty is going to be the brains of the outfit.
You could say that his teammates are the tall and the short of it. Tricky seems simply to defy explanation.
Tricky? He's a bit of an obscure character, really.
Whereas Chunk, who's a big lad, likes playing dirty.
And in mud driving in Land Rovers.
They'll certainly plough into this challenge with great gusto, but will they be able to mow down the opposition?
We're the muck spreaders!
The Ging Gang Ghoulies have welcomed Martin into their troop with a power powwow.
Right. Backpack cars, guys. It's got to be light. What are we going to do?
Small engine,
small wheels.
Steel tubing.
Tubular frame.
Yeah. Something industrial, small.
It seems our scout leaders aren't going to get their toggles in a twist over our challenge. Captain Buffalo Bob is the muscle man of the operation and is very helpful in testing the carbonised campfire cuisine that his scouts have cooked up.
Brawn and the muscle, I should think, is probably going to be me.
Buffalo Bob is quite a big character.
Second teammate, gas-fitter Brian, he's the active sort. It's all go, go, go with Brian. And third team member Tony certainly hopes the team will slide to success.
Tony's quiet, but he's resourceful.
They all enjoy tussling with tents and getting to grips with guy ropes. But will they manage to be the best team for our knapsack challenge?
We are the Ging Gang Ghoulies!
The Scoutmasters are definitely going to be prepared before they head for the heap.
I think we need to do it in three sections. So in the middle here, we're going to have to do something. We have to bolt something.
I can see a ladder or something.
I can see a ladder,
yeah.
Ladder. Nice. So we're going to end up with someone there.
Yeah.
The problem is the fourth person. Somewhere, I think we've got to sit someone above the engine.
The Scoutmasters should know their way around rucksacks, and they've got a clever plan for a collapsible car. They want to rustle up a four-wheel racer with a cross-shaped chassis to allow all four team members to sit down, which should make for a cosy ride. It's a stable but heavyweight design, so they'll need a chunky engine to power it along, which will pile on even more weight. But there could be a sting in the tail. The scout at the back could face a blistering race.
Our student farmers have made good use of our blackboard, and they've hatched a crafty plan.
Like a tricycle, two wheels at the back, engine sat here somewhere.
You've got a lumber engine or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So you need a couple of mopeds, doesn't it? Engines, yeah. Steering systems.
Right. Are we standing or sitting?
Someone standing steering would help the balance.
The Muck Spreaders plan to ride on a lightweight design. They hope to keep the weight down by going for a motorised three-wheeler with a small engine. But with three well-fed farmers and an expert on board, they could be underpowered. And they have to stand up, which could make cornering entertaining.
The race is on to make the craziest compact creation that's ever been cobbled together.
Back in the farmer's yard, Captain Penty and expert Nick are sizing up the task ahead.
Okay, so we're looking about 28 inches there, okay. 700 mil.
While the scouting scavengers make tracks around the scrap heap.
How's that there, mate? Try the middle here.
Man Mountain Chunk is the Muck Spreader's resident Incredible Hulk. Just minutes into the scavenge, he single-handedly picked up a tractor full of trash.
How are we doing?
Not too bad.
Been fair enough, yet.
There's got to be an engineer here somewhere.
The scout leaders, on the other hand, have precisely nothing. Oh, my mistake. They have scoured the heap and uncovered one small piece of metal.
Muck Spreader Chunk is sure-looking chipper. He's off to harvest a wood-shredding machine.
Tricky?
Yeah.
I've got a nice engine.
She's been played with nicely. She's a well good runner.
Looking good.
OK.
Very nice engine. I'm pleased with this.
Oh, Muck Spreaders. So what's your plan of action for your collapsible car?
Trike. Collapsible trike.
Collapsible trike. Very thin frame.
Thin, light.
Thin and light now, Chunk. It's obvious why they call you Chunk. You're not a small man, are you?
No.
How tall are you?
6'7".
We're going to have something fairly strong, because it's got to fit all four of you on there.
No, it's all a matter of design. Fit them on a halfpenny if we have to.
So while these country boys are living well off the fat of the land, back in the scout camp, they're getting engine envy.
Can we mug them on the way?
And with our Keller Bob still without a job, the Muck Spreaders knuckle down and try their engine for size. Yeah. But there's a major drawback. The engine won't fit in the rucksack. These farm boys clearly weren't in the scouts.
This engine works, but keep looking for another one. We might have problems fitting it in the rucksack.
That's the smallest one I've seen so far, but I will keep looking for you.
So, Tricky and Chunk go looking for a smaller engine. But at least the Muck Spreaders have a motor, not quite in the bag, whilst the scout troop have nothing to pack into their rucksacks.
Oh dear, these scoutmasters are acting like they've lost their tent pegs. Brian and Tony could be stripped of their badges if they don't find something soon.
What's the standard engine? Desperate for an engine. Might be a pedal car, I think.
I don't think pedalling's an option.
Could these scouts be any less prepared? Without an engine, their plan is on the brink of collapse. But then again, collapsibility is the key to this challenge.
Sort of.
Without an engine, the Scoutmasters will be yomping nowhere. But on the farmer's land, that unstoppable hefty hunk Chunk has now unearthed some chassis material.
Muck Spreaders, you talk me through what you've got on the board here. What's the plan of action? So it looks here like you're all sitting one behind the other.
That's one idea. Depending on how we have the weight distributed or need be, we might have...
Yeah, my guess is this one at the front is Chunk. He's a big old boy, isn't he?
I'm kind of hoping to make everyone at the back. We've got a bit of traction on the back with a bit of weight.
But none of you are particularly small. Is it going to bend in the middle?
No, it's going to be pretty strong, I think.
Bit of scaffolding tape and we're going to be okay with that.
Do you think the hollowness is going to keep it nice and strong?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
It's going to be calculated not to bend in the middle.
Anyway, yeah.
It'll get much better than that.
Captain Bob and expert Martin have finally started work. But hang on, if they don't find any wheels or an engine, this could be one very stationary chassis.
Bang it off and do it again. Only 3 inches dead.
This sounds quite complicated, this.
This is the kind of basis of the chassis that will slide apart.
This is our centre section.
That's your centre section.
We're going to have a front section with the steering on.
Right.
And we're going to have a rear section with the motor on.
Right.
With some form of drive yet to be created.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to be carrying somewhere, we think, near 400 kilos.
Right, with all four of you.
Most of that's me.
Are you having heavy lunch today, Bob?
No. They've sort of put me on a ban for food.
Yeah, he's not eating.
We use that as it is. We're at 13 and a half.
This time, the muck spreaders are making sure that all the bits and pieces for their telescopic tricycle will fit into their rucksacks.
And the Scout chassis begins to take shape. It comes apart beautifully, but it's going nowhere without a motor.
Looks good.
Both teams are using steel tubes that slide together and pin in place. But the muck spreader's vehicle is very long, so they'll need to be sure it won't buckle under their combined weight.
Well, worst case scenario, it could flop in the middle, couldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it will, though.
To cast an impartial eye over our foldaway frolics is this week's judge, Vince Ross, award-winning inventor of the world's first motorised off-road wheelchair. The collapsible attachment simply clicks into place, lifting the front wheels off the ground and replacing them with something that's a lot more fun when out for a spin.
Now, Vincent, as far as I can tell, there's two distinct approaches taking place. There's light and long and fast with the muck spreaders, and incredibly heavy and solid and rather worrying with the Ginganghoulies. But I don't know if... I mean, of course, the Ginganghoulies haven't even got an engine yet, so it's hard to tell how heavy they're going to be.
No, exactly. The muck spreaders do seem to have gone racing ahead, yeah. And their design is probably the easiest to build as well. The Ginganghoulies are going rather slowly.
Yeah.
Their design is probably hardest to build, and they haven't found anything yet.
But it looks like the muck spreaders have actually found an engine. I mean, at least they've managed to do that. You know, the Ginganghoulies haven't got anything.
They've got two bits
of bent metal and some rusty pole. I mean, that's
right, and they welded them together.
Yeah. So who's your money on at the moment, then, Vincent?
My money at the moment is definitely with the muck spreaders.
Yeah.
You must just really need a shot in this.
Teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours. Constructions are ready. Thank you.
So while the muck spreaders are ploughing ahead with their three-wheeled thruster, the Ginganghoulies are still several tent poles short of a campsite. If they don't scout out an engine soon, they could find themselves up the creek without a map and compass.
Sit with us as we find out who will win the battle of the backpack bangers.
Trainee farmer Chunks honing his shepherding skills to round up some engine parts. They've found an engine, but it's too big for their bag, and they're scouring the heap for a slimline runner.
Give me a tight squeeze, you should get this.
Meanwhile, the engine-free Ginganghoulies are out on patrol and hoping to scoutmaster the art of motor scavenging.
We're desperate for an engine, mate.
Don't find it.
But what a two-stroke of luck for the muck spreaders. Tricky spotted an old petrol-driven chainsaw with a small but perfectly formed engine.
OK, get out of here ASAP, then. Have we got it?
But will it turn over?
Can you give a start?
Penty, we said turn over, not fall over.
Yes.
Chunks all revved up. But because it's a two-stroke engine, it could cause them problems.
Sounds very two-stroke. Mm.
The high revs that this engine kicks out are perfect for delivering fast power to a light machine, such as a chainsaw. But it wasn't designed to pull weight, so the muck spreaders might struggle to get off the starting block. To overcome this problem, they'll put a basic gearing system between the chainsaw engine and the back axle. This should gear down the high-revving two-stroke engine, giving it more torque or turning force, allowing them the grunt they need to get off the starting line.
And teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining, gentlemen.
Oh, 5 hours remaining.
Oh,
plenty of
time.
Finish with us.
With half the day gone, Bob's pulling rank and calls an emergency scout meeting. Those scouts are desperate for an engine, any engine. They don't care whether it's the good, the bad, or the woggly.
got a real serious problem. We need an engine. We desperately need
an engine.
Yeah, look, I think we don't want to do
it. Whereas the muck spreaders are on altogether more fertile ground. They think they've got it in the bag.
How cool's that?
Well, rumour has it, they're struggling for wheels.
Right, mm. And we've got
we're struggling for an engine.
We've got we're struggling for an engine.
Okay. The Ghoulies reckon they can do a swap.
Right, I think we've got to go and beg.
We've got to go and have a conversation.
Bob boldly leads his troops onto the farmer's land to do some horse trading.
Is this the sort of thing you're looking for?
Is it something very similar to that? Is that what you're after?
Yeah. Wheels.
Wheels. That will be almost what we want. How about we give the engine minus the spark plug?
Hey, we're going to do a deal, chaps. There you go, Bob.
So at long last, the Gingangoolies have an engine. But have those dastardly dirt diggers pulled the wool over the eyes of the trusting scout troopers?
Now, guys, I've got to say, the reason, right, the next door thought that engine wasn't any good is because they thought it wouldn't fit in a rucksack.
Right.
You happy you're going to be able to?
We're happy that'll go in.
I have to take our sandwiches out, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take sandwiches out, but that'll go.
Come on, prove it to me. Come on, we've got to see if this works. Come on.
Take the fuel tank off.
If not, we'll take the fuel tank off.
Oh, my God.
These scouts certainly know how to stuff a rucksack.
I won't make you shake it all the way down, but you have
that
to.
That will
me.
Go.
That will go.
That we will get it.
Okay, I am persuaded. I'm persuaded. Fantastic.
They will be so upset now.
If they are, they aren't showing it. But giving up that bigger engine could come back to haunt them.
Trading the four-stroke engine has left the muck spreaders with a big problem. They're going to have to add a gearing system to that high-revving engine to give it more torque or turning power. But Tricky reckons he's found a solution.
What do you think?
Hey.
Anything useful?
This bit's pretty cool.
Yeah?
We've got a torque converter on it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a centrifugal clutch.
Yeah.
We've got a gearbox.
The muck spreaders have scavenged a gearbox for their scooter, which they want to use to gear down their high-revving chainsaw engine. They're planning to connect the engine to the gearbox with a rubber belt. They'll connect their tin pot transmission to their rear axle by a chain and sprocket, which they'll have to scavenge. But their rambling plan gets even more complex. They need to mount their engine on a swinging pivot, and when they want to move forward, they'll have to lift the engine up to engage the drive belt. Hopefully, this should get enough oomph from their high-revving engine to get their scooter scooting. Phew!
Getting the clutch and gearbox out means demolishing the rest of the scooter.
Yep.
Grr!
No problemo for Terminator Chunk.
Cobbling the gearing together is going to take ages. In order to keep ahead, Penty isn't going to waste time looking for a chain and sprocket on the heap. He's decided to shop locally.
Penty? That's sort of vaguely like part of the set, isn't it? Vaguely?
Maybe. We were kind of hoping to get the front sprocket and the chain off.
All right. So you're leaving the rest of it there?
Yeah, we don't want the rest of that.
No, you can carry on.
No, it's rubbish.
So you've got quite a bit to do, though, because the drive is going to be the complicated bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And that's also... It should all fit together fairly simply in a minute.
What's it going to be?
Just sit approximately there.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have a belt on there.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Then we're going to run the belt drive to the engine.
Right.
Like this.
So the engine spins that round.
Yeah.
Quite fast.
Quite fast. Centrifugal clutch engages.
Yeah.
Starts to transmit drive to the rear axle via a chain. We're going to put
a sprocket there.
And a sprocket on here.
I'm with you.
Join the two with a chain.
Right. So you've not done stuff like this at college then? I mean,
that's not really part of the course, really. No. Not a whole lot.
This doesn't come up very often.
No. A collapsible tractor that you can pack away. It's not a bad idea, though.
That's something to think about.
Yeah, it is.
I'd rather drive my tractor home than carry it home in a rucksack.
Back in the scout camp, it looks like the scavengers are earning some brownie points by finding a lawnmower brake.
Oh, brake,
mine.
Unfortunately, to get the brake on, they're going to have to cut that axle in half.
Right.
Definitely cut it in half of the
perfectly good axle. Yeah.
So the Ghoulies step up a gear and really start getting to grips with manufacturing their mini motor.
Next door, Penty is forced to undertake some fiendish fabrication, making a complicated sprocket for that tortuous transmission. It seems the only way to get the job done, but it's going to cost him hours of build time.
I can't think of a better way of doing that at this stage. That's what I'm...
Yeah, that's fine.
If you're thinking of anything better, I can't, but...
I'm still thinking, but...
Yeah.
I've just been in to talk to the muck spreaders. I mean, what do you think of that? The transmission system looked when he was explaining to me, like, just slightly complicated, I thought. It always worries me with chains and sprockets and chains somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you know, you're so dependent on their perfect alignment.
And they've added a belt into that as well. So they've got belt, sprockets and chains, so it's
right, so they've got the whole range of possible failures all in one compact unit.
That's right.
That's pretty scary. But it looks like the Goolies have got a big gear sprocket on there, sprocket on their
back axle. They've gone for a much more straightforward drive system.
So it's just like one cog going onto a chain on the back axle.
And both teams have got a similar sort of problem that I don't think they've really thought about. They're both using a live rear axle.
And what does that mean?
It means that the both wheels turn at the same time with no differential in the centre.
So it's just a solid axle, the wheels are joined to that, right. So what could happen? They could steer and nothing, it doesn't really
basically,
turn.
It'll understeer, it'll go straight on.
When a car goes round a bend, the wheels on the outside have to travel further to cover the distance round the corner than the wheels on the inside, so they actually have to move faster. Cars have a special gear, known as a differential, which sits between the wheels and allows them to turn at different speeds. Unfortunately, neither the Mux Brothers nor the Gingyang Ghoulies have space in their rucksacks to fit in a differential gear, but this means that steering will be difficult, as the wheel on the outside will have to be dragged round any corners. The forces on the vehicle demand a chunky chassis, and the Mux Spreaders have just the man for the job. While in the scout camp, it's time to test the tenacity of their chassis. Yeah,
T-Mug.
In the middle.
T-Mug.
The worst possible place to stand. Just move a little bit.
So far, so good. But they've got a bit more weight to add. Bob hasn't had his dinner yet.
Next door, Penty's concentrating on that gearing system. While Chunk works on the chassis, and Nick and Tricky fix the forks.
Good, now I've got... All right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
While the Gingyang Ghoulies work out how to mount their engine and turn that ladder into a lounger.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. Three hours remaining, right. That's all.
How do you think we're going on? Seriously.
All right.
Shall we put your arms around each other?
Next door, the Ghoulies are trying out their cosy seating arrangements. Guys, I think you've forgotten someone.
In a way,
you're on the back.
They're in serious danger of finding themselves a bob-shaped space short, while the Mux Spreaders are still wondering whether that complicated drive system will ever, drive.
Will the Mux Spreaders' plans get bogged down, or will the Gingyang Ghoulies get their woggles in a wangle? Join us after the break for more flat pack foolery.
They finally got jumping in the scout camp. It's full steam ahead, and the scoutmasters are pumped with enthusiasm.
But next door, the Mux Spreaders must now be regretting swapping that engine. Making that gearing system is proving to be a real headache, and it's costing them time.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining! 2 hours remaining, teams! Thank you!
Just quickly, can you show me how you're getting on with the framework?
Yes. This is half of the body here, which will slot
plugs into
there.
Love. Oh, I like that.
Yep.
This is the fold down front fork carrier when we've welded the front forks to that.
The backpack
will lay flat, fitting straight in the backpack. Lift
lovely.
It up,
that's very cool. Who made that?
That's Chunk welded that up.
Chunk welded that up.
Back up the pieces.
Chunk, very impressed with the welding there.
Thank you. I tried my hardest.
It will back axle and bearings.
Right, so
we'll slot and like so. A bit more work to be done on it yet. We've got to weld the sprocket onto the middle of that. Weld the wheels on.
Okay, well, fantastic. It's looking like it's going to come together. Is it just a case now of putting all the bits together and making it work?
Yeah, pretty well.
You've got just over 2 hours, so I'm going to go and let you get on with it.
And with most of that 10 hours gone, the Ghoulies think they have their creation under control.
There's a lot of components coming together. Whoa! So the drive goes down, directly down?
Directly down underneath, axle sits underneath it with a gear reduction of about 4.5 to 1.
Oh, what, so you've got a bigger
yeah,
cog?
Yeah, much bigger cog. Here we have.
Oh, yes. God, that's huge.
So, yeah, it is, but we need that to pull us along.
Right. Now, notice you've cut that axle in half. Have you got, so it's not a solid axle all the way through?
Well, not at the moment. We've cut it in half, mainly brake needs to go on there.
That's the brake?
Yeah, the brake will actually go on the other side. And what will happen, this will be welded to here, and then we have a friction pad. Will be, there's a friction pad in there.
Right.
And that will be on a lever, which will pull down onto the wheel.
Right.
And slow it down.
And the rust on that will kind of...
Yeah, hopefully it'll
give it a bit of friction.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, it's all very nice, guys, but you have actually got sort of 2 hours left.
That's a breeze.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because you've got another tea break. Yeah,
another tea break.
Just need another tea break, a bit of cake, and you'll be sorted.
Yeah, no problem.
The farmers are flying. Kenty's sorted out the gearing system.
Woo! Finished.
Right, just mount it now.
But the muck spreader's work is far from done.
It's not the right way around, Chuck, do you remember?
Kenty's excitement was a bit premature. They're still struggling to assemble the problematic gearing system.
Yeah, this is crack on.
The Ghoulies, however, now have a handle on the situation and their construction is gearing up well.
Is that you? I'll just interrupt.
As night closes in, the systematic scouts amble along confidently while the frenzied farmers race to finish.
Now, Robert, I'm not being funny. They hardly look like they've got anything built back there.
It is a classic. It's a beautifully classic scrap heap moment.
I don't think they really thought about fitting it in the backpacks either.
No, that's an absolutely intrinsic part of the challenge, get it in the backpacks. And there's these huge lumps. Yeah, that's one bit. That goes in one bag. But that's a ton and a half of metal. But, I mean, I think the Ghoulies have done pretty well. They've got a vehicle-looking type thing with wheels and engine, chain that joins it together, steering of a sort.
Whereas the muck spreaders just seem to have a load of tubes.
Yeah, they've got a lot of bent tube, which sort of slides... I noticed it slides in and out of each other, but it doesn't make anything. It's just sort of sliding in and out tube.
A giant ladder, possibly?
It could be a giant extending ladder. Maybe that's the way they're going to... They'll stand on the ladder and then extend, and that's how they travel, and they can go up to the other end of it.
I'm very impressed with myself that they actually sewed together that easily.
It's good, I'll tell you, it's well good.
I kept checking that because I knew that would be a problem.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining! 1 hour remaining, teams, that's all! One more hour!
Martin, realise this is going to be between your legs.
With all this frenetic activity, it looks like the vehicles aren't going to be the only things on the heap that will be fit to collapse by the end of the day.
Ging Gang Ghoulies! Oh, my word!
Hi.
Now, the first thing that occurs to me is how on earth are you going to get all four of you on there?
Very close.
Cozy.
Cozy.
So whereabouts are you all going to sit?
Martin will be sitting there.
There, sort of legs akimbo, like that.
Brian and Tony are sitting on there.
Right.
One either side.
Facing outwards?
No, facing forwards.
Okay.
Holding on very tightly to Martin.
Okay.
And I'm sitting back there on the petrol tank.
This is all about the collapsible car, so let's see some of this actually going in a rucksack. Oh, wheels off nice and fast. That's honest. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
That stays as one part. Will that go in there now?
That should, in theory. That's that part, and we'll squeeze some wheels in there somewhere.
The trainee farmers are finally milking the fruits of their labour as their scooter comes together. But isn't it supposed to come apart?
Yeah.
This is great. There, but I just want to know where you go. On it. I can see how it goes. I can see it's got wheels, engine, transmission,
steering. Well, somebody stands on the front seat. You have a handstand. You have somebody on your shoulders.
We got the driver and the engine controller.
And what does the engine controller have to do?
Well,
rev
the engine.
And then heave it.
Heave it and rev.
So will they be the second person be standing facing backwards?
Well, they can do. That's not a bad idea, actually.
Quite useful.
That's what she's looking like underneath.
I mean, that's really impressive. Transmission system. That is great.
If she works. We'll soon find out if she's impressive.
Oh, she will. She'll roar.
This actually goes backwards now.
This is
now the front.
I wouldn't believe it. I mean, if you said it goes that way, I'd say, yeah, sure, because it goes that way.
We've got a 50-50 chance of which way it goes, haven't we?
Have you worked out which way it goes?
We think it goes that way.
Yeah.
We might have got the engine the wrong way around. We might be going backwards.
In which case, we all turn around.
Well done, though. It's an amazing turnaround. Really amazing. Well done.
They'd better hurry. It's almost time for the scouts to roll out the sleeping bags and for the farmers to hit the hay.
The Ghoulies seem to have it under control and are just making sure they've welded every last widget and double-checked their doodahs. But the muck spreaders still have work to do on their what's-it-ma-called, and they're not sure if the thingamajig is even on the right way round.
Do you think they'll hold together, the machines?
The muck spreader is quite fragile.
Right.
Maybe quicker.
Yeah.
But because of its fragile nature, it will probably not last the course.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to have something to tear itself to bits.
That's right, yeah. And they've also got issues about getting on and off it.
Yeah.
Ghoulies is probably going to be a little bit slower. Should be more reliable, less likely to break down, I should say. But it's generally heavier. Their engine's much heavier. The framework considerably heavier, I would say. And they've also got not quite so easy assembly, disassembly.
Right.
And also they're probably going to be slower across the obstacle course.
Yeah.
So if they keep the so slow, steady pace, they'll probably win it, I think.
You reckon so? So, I mean, at the moment, who's your money on now?
It's really between the two. If they stick together, they could be runaway winners, but I don't think it will.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with the Goonies.
Our teams are hurtling down the home straight, frantically fixing and finishing their fold-away flyers.
Done a brilliant job. This week's very good pieces.
And don't forget your Allen keys or your Swedish instruction booklet. It's a very important piece. Thank you.
So will the scout leader's bantamweight buggy be prepared for the challenge that lies ahead? Or will the muck spreader's thruttony bit three-wheeler throw dirt in the face of the opposition? Find out who's going to be sent packing after the break. We've given both teams our customary hour of tinkering time to refine their rucksack racers ready for our challenge. The Ghoulies are making sure their tiny trolley will go in a straight line, while the student farmers are hoping their scooter will be up to scratch.
The teams are off into the great outdoors on a camping trip. They'll drive their machines down this leafy lane, but they could soon find themselves in a bit of a pickle. The only option is to dismantle their collapsible cars and stow them in their rucksacks for a long, hard yomp through the undergrowth. Once they're back on the road, they'll race to reassemble their backpack buggies before the final dash to the campsite. The fastest team bags the last tent and a place in the next round. Muck spreaders, the final tinkering. How's it looking?
It's coming on quite well.
Now, do you want to just show me how it looks and you'll get on? So, Chunk at the front.
Here.
I don't know if you know this, but when you all get on there...
Yeah,
it kind it's of... very close to the floor.
It actually touches the floor.
But that bit rotates, so it's our fifth drive wheel.
The Scoutmasters are so confident, they've decided to paint their wagon.
Gosh, it does look tiny now. It's one of the smallest things I've ever seen. Can I have a sit down and have a go?
You're welcome.
Yeah, try.
And the driving seat.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a steerer and a throttle main.
Oh, this is comfy.
Perfect. Oh, I see. Yeah. It is kind of fairly stiff, isn't it?
20 stone sitting on the back should kind of counteract. Yeah, lift it up a little
bit. Let me have a look. Let me have a feel. Can you get on
there? Let's give you an example. Yeah.
I do feel quite vulnerable now with all you, but, you know, if you did hit something, you've got...
Well, you are the crash
dummy.
You're the airbag.
You definitely are. You're a human airbag, whoever's sitting here. That is brilliant, guys. I'm very impressed.
Round one is a steep downhill route, which will really test our team's brakes. And the narrow path means that if their steering isn't straight and true, they'll be going for an unscheduled off-road drive.
OK, ging-gang-ghoulies, tighten up your woggles, rev up your rucksack racers and roll on the sound of my horn!
And it's a shaky start for the Scouts as they make their way to the brow of the hill.
Yes, come on, the top of the hill!
That steering doesn't look too clever.
It's going.
Oh, my God.
They look terrified. Ah, it's going too fast.
And the engine's cut out. It looks like they're freewheeling it. Okay, come on, Gingham Ghoulies.
Break.
Oh, fantastic. That was really good going.
No throttle, dodge.
And we're doing the time.
Yes. They've done it. They're very happy. I'm sure I'd be delighted to have gotten that far in.
Was that as good as you thought it was going to be?
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was good.
Better.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it quite scary on there? Because you had a bit of wobble coming down that hill.
It's in the front. It's a slack in the steering, so you, it sort of starts to veer and you overcorrect it, and then it's, it turns into a sort of self-made slalom.
But your engine did what you wanted it to do?
Yeah.
Cut out of the bottom for some reason.
No, it's my backside stuck on the air to your air intake.
Don't you
search,
Robert?
That was
pretty impressive, don't you reckon?
It looked absolutely terrifying from up here. It really did. And they were going at quite a speed. I don't know what their time was. Do we have a time yet?
They managed that the Ghoulies in 35.72 seconds.
OK, muck spreaders, on the sound of my horn, pull on your wellies, hop on your scooter, and prepare to face the Hill of Doom! Oh, they're moving.
Making a lot of noise.
It's making the right sort of sound.
It
sounds like it's going along.
Going quite straight as well.
They've changed their arrangement. Chuck's sitting down at the front now.
Oh, wait. Well, they're going really,
they're going really well.
They've got a super scooter. It's thundering down the slope.
And they're done. Oh, my word, that was fast. How much fun was that? Come
that was more
very
than
impressive.
That was very good. Very good.
Right, OK, the other guys did it in 35.72 seconds.
Yeah.
You did it in 28.3
seconds. Our teams have hit a problem. A rock fall has closed the road, and they're going to head for the hedgerow. Our teams have to pack up their troubles in their old kit bags and pile into our assault course that takes them over bridges and through tunnels until they emerge on the other side.
OK, teams, you've fallen foul of one of Hampshire's notorious rock falls. It's time to de-rig your roadsters, pack them in your rucksacks, and ramble on to the next stage. 3, 2, 1...
It's time to pack it in. They have to fit everything in those bags and do them up. Whose vehicle's going to fall to pieces first?
God, we didn't work that hard yesterday, did we?
No.
It's all hands on deck as the Gingham Ghoulies start undoing all those nuts and bolts, while the muck spreaders play tug of car as they try to dismantle their machine.
No, they've clearly worked out how they're going to do this, haven't they?
Stop pulling the frame apart.
And the muck spreader's chassis slides systematically into the sack. And while the scoutmasters are still tussling with those bolts, our young farmers are nearly packed up. It's almost in the bag.
They're on the last one. The muck spreaders and the Ghoulies don't seem to have anything in any of them yet.
No.
The scout trooper's still struggling to undo those tight fittings, but the muck spreaders are all packed and ready.
We're good. Go.
And they're off through the woods like men on a mission. Yeah. They're tearing across our treacherous assault course.
Yeah, it's coming down.
But the scouts are still struggling to bag their buggy.
Robert, I don't know what's happening. We can't see any sign at all of the Gingham Ghoulies. What's going on?
Yes, it's not quite what we expected. The Ghoulies are still here, that it seems to be taking eons of time to get them in their rucksacks.
Meanwhile, the muck spreaders are yomping through the woods apace. But finally, the Gingham Ghoulies are packed and ready to go.
A little way at last. It was a bit of a...
They're doing pretty well.
The Ghoulies set off at a slightly more leisurely pace, but the muck spreaders have got a great head start, and they're almost at the finish line.
And here they come! As the last member has to be over, he's over the line! Well done! That's extraordinary!
While the Ghoulies valiantly struggle through the tunnels with their heavy loads...
Come on, Gingham Ghoulies, you can do it!
Before sprinting sportingly for the finish line.
Well done! Well done! Bang! Oh.
Well done, guys.
Well, guys, do you want to know your times, your respective times? Green team? You did it in 4 minutes 9 seconds.
Yes!
But Ginganguly's 7 minutes 41.
Oh.
Now, I know that sounds like a lot more, but it's not that much more.
It's the last race. We're timing our teams over 3 rounds. So if the scouts make a very fast time, they're still in with a shout. But if either team puts a foot down, they'll get a time penalty.
Ginganguly's. Do you want to know how far behind you are?
Go on.
We think it's 3 minutes 39.
I think we may still lose a little more, but when we get
it's
going,
drive.
When it's hopefully we've, up the 50, we've got the reliability.
When you're doing 50, you'll be waving bye-bye to the muck spreaders behind you.
It's a tense wait for the teams. Scrap heap victory is at stake.
Friends, ghoulies and muck spreaders, lend me your gears. It's time to reconstitute your races. Last one to the campsite makes the mob roll. 3, 2, 1.
And off they go.
And out of the bag come all of the component parts.
It's quite incredible that such a pile of what looks like scrap soon can be a car. Extraordinary.
Pull the axle bottom.
The ghoulies seem to be taking shape quite quickly. The scouts have begun to get their wheels on.
Now, Brian, let me do that.
Go ahead.
All the way.
And the muck spreaders slots together with ease.
Now, I think both teams are doing incredibly well. They've both got what look like their original cars. They're coming together pretty well.
The Scoutmaster's collapsible creation is all in one piece again. They're preparing to start up, while the muck spreaders also look like they've almost reassembled their scooter.
Looks like the muck spreaders are getting ready to go.
Robert, it looks like the muck spreaders are going to start their engine.
But it's the muck spreaders first to the starting line. Their engine's fired up and they're off.
Oh. Yes!
Oh, it's away. Oh, what's that?
It's making a hideous noise.
Is that just the engine? I can't tell.
It's the transmission dragging along the floor.
But disaster has struck. The muck spreaders have ground to an unscheduled halt. But it's given the scout troop the chance they need to catch up. The engine's running and they're almost ready.
What? Change off.
No. That all-important gearbox has given up the ghost and they're attempting a roadside repair.
They look very despondent.
Oh, no.
OK.
They've started.
The muck spreaders are still going, only under the power of Nick's feet. The marshal is signalling for penalties. The judge certainly isn't going to like all that pushing.
Meanwhile, slowly but surely, the ghoulies are going under their own steam.
The muck spreader's vehicle doesn't appear to have any drive apart from Nick's legs. And the scoutmasters are behind, but they haven't given up. And with one final push, the muck spreaders cross the finish line. But will a judge decide that they've played fair?
I think the gearbox is knackered.
And the ghoulies finally bobber-job their way over the finish line. But who's won the race?
No idea how we're going to work out the times. We need to talk to the guys in white coats with the pushings and the penalties and what have you. I think we need to get the adjudicator and find out what happened there.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the replay, we can see that in addition to the pushing, the muck spreader's belt drive actually fell right off before they crossed the finish line.
OK, muck spreaders, Ginganguly's, we've hummed and hawed, but in the end, the judge's decision is final. He felt that you pushed your machine, muck spreaders, for the majority of the final course, and therefore, I'm afraid, had to disqualify you. It's harsh, but it's his decision. So the winners are the Ginganguly's. Well done.
Hooray!
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
Commiserations.
Ooh.
It's a harsh decision.
Really. Oh, no. Oh.